everyone, and a welcome to episode 29. 29? 29. Yes, 29. I was thinking to myself, should I said episode 29th? Then that didn't make sense, but 29 doesn't sound right either. This is the episode where I talk about the number 21. 21? 29. See, I can't even get it right. This is Sesame Street. What comes after 21? Is it 29? No, it's 22. Oh, what a great way to start. This is the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. I probably mentioned that, or maybe I didn't. And this is the 29th episode, which I mentioned many times. And I am your host, Mark Kushnes. That's where the Kush comes from. It's the Kush in the Nez. And this is the episode for August 5th, 2013. Some might call it August Fizzle 5th, but I would not be that person, and I hope you're not that person either. Those kind of people are bad. I'm bad. This is... Oh, God. So, what I want to talk about... First, I'll just talk a little bit about Dragon's Crown some more. I'm really struggling with this game. The review should be up tomorrow, so you can look forward to that. And I'm struggling between two scores, because the more I play this game, the less I enjoy it. And it's just... I don't know what it is, if it's just... these other games I'm surrounded by, I just enjoy way more, like Rogue Legacy. But I mean, every time I get a quest and it's basically telling me to go back to the area I just was in, because you can't get a quest for something until you've been to the area, obviously. I just have, whenever I go through those missions and go back and play them, I'm just reminded, like, oh, this isn't that great. The boss fights, those are pretty fun, because they actually utilize more of the strategy and the full repertoire of individual classes. It forces you to really utilize what each class is good at. And I like that, because while you're just going through a level, it's just more of like a hack and slash generic golden axe type game. And that's fine, but I don't know. The way the game is set up and the combat system, it really wants you to do more than just smash your buttons. But I don't know. I'll see where it takes me. I still really definitely recommend the PS3 version over the Vita version, sadly. I love the Vita. I was really excited for this game on the Vita. But it just... the extra screen space is really... it's really... I don't want to say it's nicer, but... it is nicer. But it is beneficial. But the real thing that I prefer is just the controller. I think it just feels better, just being able to fully utilize the controls and like do little quick combos. I find it easier done with a actual controller than the Vita's button layout. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It just, you know, it's not a controller. It is, you know, a handheld, so it is doing two things at once, where a controller is just like, this is one thing, the TV is doing the other thing. So there's that. It does look great. I still don't like the visual stylings. I ran into a mermaid that basically looks like it's a fish going up a woman's ass. She doesn't have her legs or anything, but her ass is, you know, it's there, and it's so ridiculous, because basically the tail, the fin tail, whatever you want to call it, is coming out her ass, right between the two cheeks, right in that crack. That's where it's coming from. It doesn't make any sense. It should be like... It's just ridiculous. It is so insane, and it makes no sense, and I don't like it. The anatomy is so messed up. I wouldn't even care if they were just like all these scantily clad women, if their bodies made sense. If that made sense, you know, I would like... I'm not the biggest fan of that in general, but... at least it would have been, you know, it's just ridiculous. These people shouldn't even be able to walk, some of them. They should just be in pain. They should be sleeping on a hospital. Sleeping in a hospital bed. Or they could sleep on a hospital, and that would do them no good. And then they would die, and no one would feel bad, because no one would realize they're dead, because they're on top of the hospital's roof, and nobody goes up there. But yeah, that's Dragon's Crown. The thing I really want to talk about is the dumbest thing in the world. But I've been watching a lot of Hulu Plus because I've been catching up on Grimm. I'm almost finished with the second season. And I fucking hate these Galaxy S4 commercials. They are the worst commercials in the world. And I don't understand if there are people out there who look at them and say, oh, I want this phone because of this commercial. And I don't know if the people in the marketing, you know, if they thought it or if everyone agreed that these were great commercials. But they are essentially, the two ones are, there's a guy like sitting in the airport and then everyone's wanting to see his phone. And then somebody says, hey, you should give him your number so he can call you so you can do the stupid wave over it to answer it. And then the guy, and then there's another guy on a plane, and a guy just starts waving over his phone. He's like, you know, because that's how you answer, right? And he's like, oh, you want to play with it? I don't understand why anyone would look at these commercials and be like, I want that phone, because I want the phone where strangers will bug the shit out of me. I would be fucking annoyed as hell if I bought a phone and then that kind of shit happened to me. If somebody did that to me, I would want to punch them in the face. I wouldn't, because then I would get arrested, but I would be seriously annoyed. Like, if I just had my phone out and I was, you know, browsing the web or doing something, and then some random jackass starts waving his hand right in front of my face over my phone, I would lose my mind. I would freaking, I don't know what I would do, because it's so rude. It's such a rude thing for someone to do, and I don't know why this is the advertisement, because it's just, who wants a phone where rude people bug you? We're a bunch of assholes, buggy. And also, I think the guy in the second video, the one who's on the plane and just starts randomly waving his hand over it, I think that looks like a skinnier version of my co-host, Rob, with hair. I don't know if you see it too, but if he's got the glasses and the face, it just, to me, it looks like Rob, just smaller, with hair. That is all. I hate those fucking commercials. They're terrible. They are terrible. I don't like them at all. And also, I really don't like the first 20 minutes of the latest Pixar Light Radio podcast. That was a horrible thing. Don't listen to it. There's no way I can bring myself to listen to what happened in that first 20 or so minutes. No. And please don't talk to me about it. I don't want to hear any of your crap either. But yeah, Dragon's Crown, Samsung Galaxy S4. Whatever. That's it. I'm done. I have nothing else to talk about, because now I'm really angry at this stupid phone that I don't have. I have the Samsung Galaxy S2. That's fine. Works for me. And it's, you know, not a phone that you can do anything by waving over it. So that's good for me. Nobody's going to wave over my phone. That makes me happy. So, yeah. That's it. This is the 29th. Of the 8th month of the year that comprises 2013 years after Jesus Christ was supposedly, was it born? I can't even remember now. It's, yeah, right? The day was, the year he's born, right? It's not when he died. Or is it? I don't know. No, because BC is before Christ. Right? That's what it means? I don't know. I'm showing how stupid I am right now. This is not good. So pixelatedsausage.com, you should go there. You should also check out the other podcast I do, Pixelated Radio, which you can find at pixelatedradio.com and on iTunes and Stitcher Radio and all the usual places. And you should also not listen to the first 20 minutes of the last show, which was posted last night. Don't do that. Just skip ahead and you'll be fine. Also, check out some other great podcasts, like the Sign-In Podcast at signinpodcast.com, the Two at a Nerd Comic Cast at twoatanerd.com, the Undercover Unitards Podcast at undercoverunitards.com. Those guys are good. I like them. They're cool. And I'm not 5 feet tall, you assholes. I'm gonna have to keep reiterating that, because you guys are punks for thinking that. I want to smack y'all in the face. I should have smacked y'all in the face. I didn't. What I regret... it's just, I wanted to go back-to-back against Hotcakes Man and spread our arms to see whose arms were long. Because my arms are longer than you think. Just like I'm taller than you think. Yeah, you punks. You punks, spunks, drunks, crunks, what? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, what was I going to say after that? Oh, Grand Am Unleashed podcast. Check that out. It's a very rich podcast, rich in racing. Vroom vroom, and you go vroom vroom, crash, and then everyone's dead. Why is everyone dead? I don't know. Because they don't know how to drive. I don't have a driver's license, and I just killed everyone because I ran my car into them. This is why I don't know why I'm mentioning that. That's a horrible thing. This is horrible timing because somebody did do that in California. Just went around purposely trying to kill people. Right. That wasn't me. I would never do that. Don't call the cops on me. Google, don't listen to this and then send the FBI after me. I'm a very nice person, even though I have a beard that doesn't mean anything. Oh shit. So I'm on Twitter at Chris3. I occasionally spout nonsense like this on there. And you should follow me on there. You should all follow me on Instagram, which I'm M Kush. The letter M and then Kush, KUSH. Because I occasionally post images. I don't know what to do on there though. I just randomly pick out like, oh, I'll post this sketch or do that. Or I'll post one of my stupid Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle things. Oh, subscribe to this on iTunes if you haven't already. And rate it highly. If you rate it poorly, I will find out where you live. And I will... I don't know what I'll do. I will take a leak on one of the corners of your house, and I will never tell you which one. So you'll always wonder which one of the four corners of my house was peed on. But you'll never know, because I'll clean it afterwards, and you'll never know. Oh, yeah. My plan is foolproof. Okay, bye-bye.
Excuse me, ma'am, or miss.
I get another ginger ale. Thank you.
It's a Galaxy S4, right?
Yep.
Hey, do you know the guy in 23E has literally drank 6 ginger ales?
And I haven't had to go to the restroom once. How crazy is that?
I like a simple phone.
Well, this has easy mode. It simplifies everything.
Yeah, but switching.
Why use smart switch? It transfers your contacts, photos.
Music?
Yep. Even text messages.
I'm a big texter. You like how big that screen is?
Yeah, it's 5 inches.
Hey, man. Did you show him the eye thing?
What's the eye thing?
The phone pauses video when you look away from it.
You're kidding.
Ooh, GS4. Look at that.
Don't do that.
Okay?
No, it's not going.
Well, you actually have to look away. Yeah, see?
Oh, it's... It stopped?
It stopped.
I am sold.
The Samsung Galaxy S4. The next big thing is here.